catching up at this point of the off season, or when will that? When do you figure that'll be?
No, we still got work to do. I mean, we've got a lot of things we got to get done. We haven't even installed everything yet, so you know we got to continue with this process. But I'll say this: they practiced hard today, and if the intensity that they had today, that'll help us. That'll help us get through it. But there's no substitute for time on the field or even just reps. We're getting so many looks, both sides of the ball, and being able to talk about it on tape, correct it. That's invaluable.
Will you still be behind though at the start of the regular season, and the process carries that far into it, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you right now. I guess we'll have to see when we get there. I'm comfortable with the way our players are working. If we can maintain that, you know, we got a chance. But like I said, we haven't been together, but how many weeks is it now? 4 weeks where we're working on the field? And this is really only our second week, our fourth practice. So, you know, when you've got a team that's been together for a year and through a season, that's a whole different thing. So we got a lot of work to do. I just want to make sure that our players understand that.
Zach Brown was a 4-3 outside linebacker. Now he moves inside for year 3-4. How is he adapting to that? How does he fit?
Well, you know, I watched him on tape last year play inside a lot. So I don't know if you can categorize him as that. I mean, he's an athlete. He's an athletic guy that, you know, the pressure is going to be on him to adapt. He has the skills. So that's what part of this process is all about, is getting him in there and getting him comfortable with it.
You've got a lot of numbers inside there. What's going to differentiate?
A lot of numbers inside.
Yeah,
meaning,
inside linebacker.
Oh, an inside linebacker?
Yeah, those two spots.
Can you ever have enough? I mean, you just never know how it's going to go. I mean, we're trying to give everybody an equal amount of reps so we can assess them, you know, as well as trying to get work for everybody. It's a good problem to have, but I don't think, you know, I'm not going to say anything about it because we'll get to training camp and get a couple of guys nicked up, and it'll be the complete opposite.
From seeing Justin Hunter on the tape from last year and then you see him physically this year, how much different physically does he look as far as the weight he put on?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say from the standpoint of what I saw on tape last year. It's hard to compare it because now I'm actually getting a chance to see him and work with him, and I'm excited about Justin. I think he's been working hard, but I think he's got to bring his game to a whole new level to understand what he can be, and that's what's exciting about him. He's working hard, and hopefully he'll continue on that track.
Why is it advantageous for a guy who's maybe wiry to put on some extra pounds for this league?
Well, if you look at the trend in this league, there's a lot. The cornerbacks are getting a lot bigger outside, and they're more physical. A lot of them are at the line trying to jam them. So you've got to be able to release off that. And if you're stronger while maintaining your flexibility and your quickness, that can help you compete for it.
He's pretty good at basketball, too, as we saw last week. High flying above the rim, dunking. As far as football players being active like that in other sports in their offseason, Do you guys talk to them about that, to try to say be careful about certain things, you know, that you do away from football?
Yeah, you talk about that. Although I think in what you're talking about, that was a 9-foot rim. At least that's what that's what I was told. So, but yeah, you know, I think they're athletes. They're competitive. You want them to be smart. And certainly I think with some of the things that have happened the last couple of years with guys in those situations, they need to be aware of that.
You're a little down in your running back numbers right now. A guy like Antonio Andrews, who comes in with all sorts of stats, a good chance for him to maybe show it a little bit more on this level right now?
Well, you really don't get a chance to show that till we get the pads on or even in the preseason games. But what he's getting a chance to do is get reps so that he can build trust that he's going to do the right thing. You know, he's going to make the right reads. He's going to do the right thing in protection. And ultimately, that's what these guys are fighting for, is a chance to show that in the preseason. So, you know, there's got to be a trust factor built up. He's in a good situation because he's getting a lot of reps. So he's getting better prepared.
Similarly, Brian Robiski's a guy who's bounced around. What did you like about him enough that to convince you to bring him in?
He's a veteran player that multiple positions, that can do a lot of everything. So those guys are a valuable piece of it. You know, how he fits special teams-wise, where he fits positional-wise, those things are up to him. He's going to get an opportunity to show that, and it's good to have those type of guys.
Speaking of special teams, Bonani, I don't know how much you've gotten a chance with all the other people you need to look at here, but, you know, with Baronis being gone, I mean, that was a big piece to this team. And how do you guys go about trying to replace what Rob was able to?
Well, we've got two kickers. You know, we're going to give them an opportunity to compete for it, and we're going to pick the best one. And usually with that position, the way it's going now, there'll be opportunities if we don't feel comfortable with what we have here. I like the way Mike has been working. The young guy that we've got in here is a free agent. He hasn't been able to be here because of school commitments, but there'll be plenty of opportunities this summer to see.
Is it nerve-wracking at all in any way when you lose a veteran who you knew pretty much every Sunday he was going to get the job done, and now you've got some guys who are inexperienced?
That's part of the process. That happens in this league. You know, it's a chance for these young guys to step up. And, you know, right now, until we get an opportunity for them to have some kicks, it's really hard to say one way or another. I think that that's the natural progression in this league, and it's an opportunity for them. Appreciate what Rob brought for this team. He did a great job. But, you know, now it's a chance for a younger guy to step up and see what he can do.
Coach, you got a pretty cool day for early June here. Do you kind of wish it was a little warmer?
No. I mean, I was more interested in seeing how they worked today, and they worked good. You know, I'm sure they were happy. To me, it really doesn't matter because who knows what you're going to play in. And we're going to have enough days over the next couple of weeks that it's not going to really matter.
Second week of OTAs, do you up the intensity? Do you get on them more? Do you expect more? Do you call them up more or anything else?
Well, I would hope that we don't have to up the intensity because it's pretty good already. But and it was good today. I think that obviously one of the things that you have to make sure that they understand is we're going to install more things, but that doesn't mean that what we did last week, you can forget about that. So the pressure is going to continue to build on them to perform as we continue to put more and more things in. And the ones that are successful in it, that they're the ones that are going to get the opportunities.
How do you decide when to put in what you put in?
We have an installation schedule. Are you talking about for offense and defense and those kind of things? And special teams, Nate's just a wild card, so he's going to put all kinds of things in. But yeah, we have a progression that we put in. And obviously what we try to do, I shouldn't say obviously, what we like to do is try to get everything in before we get out of here after the last mini camp and then go back through it again at the start of training camp. So your second time through it, supposedly you're supposed to be better at it. So hopefully that'll be the case.
What have you seen in the progress of your younger cornerbacks like Leedy and Cody? And do you have an idea where you want to go with each one inside, one outside, or is that the – work in progress?
We're going to keep looking at them. I tell you what I am. I like the way they're both working. You feel comfortable about one of the guys separating themselves, but it's going to be close. They're both good young players. They're both working hard. I appreciate the way they approach it. They've got some good leaders in that secondary that they, I'm sure, have learned from, in George and Griff and obviously in Bernard, and that's a part of it. So I think there's a good chemistry with that group. They're confident, which you have to be to play that spot. But we're going to require them to be flexible because, you know, who knows where we're going to need them at what spots during the course of the year.
Do either of them have different strengths, or are they fairly similar?
You know, I like both of them. They're both good-sized guys. They're athletic. They're smart. So I like the competition between those two. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. How was the 5K, by the way?
I'm paying for it today. No, it was good. The turnout was great. It was a good day.
Good.
All of our players, it was really awesome.